What's good, everybody? Happy Sunday Fun Day. It's the Butters Basic Show every Sunday, 2 to 3 p.m. here at the platform for the unknown to get known. Thank you for joining us. Beats that you hear in the background are brought to you, instrumentals by Morphine Lowe. You can follow him on the gram at MORPHEEN_LOE, Morphine Lowe. Check for those beats, y'all. Producers, beat makers, send me that hot shit. Chicago's in the building, man. Let me turn that up a little something.
The building, Chi-Town is in the building, okay? It's your girl, Joycy J. I'm from the south side of Chicago, born and raised with my girl,
Jay Marie.
Hey.
Yo, you know what's so wild? Usually I go around the room and everybody just gives their ats and everything like that. We're going to make sure that they get it proper.
Exactly. Right? And let's do that.
So you can follow me, Butter. B-U-T-T-E-R. Follow me on the gram at Gazebo. G-A-Z-Z-E-B-O 11210. And that's 2 Z's so you don't sleep. 11210, because that's the zip code, y'all. I'm a Brooklyn girl all day, every day.
Shout out to Brooklyn.
Okay, oh, show for show. Yo, Kimmy Kim.
Hey, it's quit while you're ahead, while you're here, right? We right here. Live.
Quit while you are ahead on
you
the gram.
You are, literally.
And next to her, to the left of her, the best of her. Hey. Talk about who you are.
Marie. I am Jay Marie from Chicago. I'm a writer, radio personality, and an all-around fun girl. My IG is...
All around.
And...
Don't forget that part.
Ain't nothing square about her, motherfucker. She's all around. We like it. We love it. If you like it, we love it. Right. This is the platform for the unknown to get known. And it's not because people don't know you where you're at. But we're internationally local here. Oh, they're going to need to know everything about what encompasses you.
Yes. So my IG, you can follow me on Instagram at J Marie. That's J with two Y's, M-A-R-I-E, official.
Awesome. Make sure you follow that girl. She's a book writer, radio personality.
Yes.
All around connect.
Follow her.
To the left of her sitting.
Hello, but last not least, look, like I said, it's your girl Joycy J. I'm lit. I'm definitely super excited. Shout out to New York, Brooklyn, like this so cool. But look, so I'm from the south side of Chicago. I graduated college 2 years ago and I started off in radio. I got my BA in speech communications and I got a minor in PR. So when I came to Chicago, you know, I wanted to get on the big station so bad. So in Chicago, we have a big station, 107.5, 92.3.
We got a 107.5 here in New York, too.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It might be your sister station on the low.
It might be. Shout out to 107.5, man. They always showing love. But I just grind, and I started off with an online radio show. So shout out to the Jew Chicago. Just me creating the Jew
it's
Chicago.
It's so funny. It sounds like you're saying the Jew Chicago.
Juice, y'all. Like a juice box. A juice box.
All right.
The Juice Chicago. Also, for those who are listening, follow the Juice Chicago on Instagram. You can see all interviews. Also, myself. So me starting an online radio station, it led me to be on an FM station in Chicago, which was so 106.3. Shout out to my guy AC Green as well. So it's always a grind, man.
How's it feel being on two different radio stations, FM, as compared to online radio?
Online, I will say it's all the personality is what makes the show, but the only difference between online and FM is the reach. So just for those who probably don't know the difference between FM and radio, FM, you can turn me up in your car. You can just turn me up, you know, and the range and the reach is higher. So about 50,000 people listening to you within online, you have to be tuned in on your phone.
Let me ask you a question. Do you feel like being a persona online is different than being living up to a persona that is on FM? Or, you know, like, is there something that varies between the two that you feel you must do to keep up with an FM persona as opposed to an online?
Now, I would say it's a huge difference on how people treat you. instead of how you are, because this just takes me back to, it's all about you, you know. Speaking about myself personally, I maintain the same attitude to if it's an online station or an FM station, you know.
Like the queen that I met today.
Yes.
That is okay. You.
Yeah. Hello, we all the queens in here, y'all. Look, hey. We shout out to Brooklyn, Chicago. Like, this whole collaboration is, y'all see, I'm in here smiling ear to ear. Like, I'm live on
I'm
everything,
glad you're
y'all.
Having a good time.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
You know, we like to pay homage to our ancestors.
Hello.
Every time we get together here on a Sunday, because I constantly show how grateful I am for the ancestors that allow us to be here together.
Hello.
Breathing in the same greatness, the breath of fresh
yes.
air that is today,
mm-hmm.
tomorrow,
yes.
and yesterday.
Amen.
So I love to do that. I also would love to appreciate the fact that all these brown sisters are in here being nothing but exemplary in their professions.
Yes.
Book writers,
yes.
radio personas. You have something to say
yes.
to the masses. What's your message?
One thing I say is don't ever give up. Don't stop. Don't believe the naysayers. I know when I first started off doing my online show, a lot of people was telling me not to do it. They was like, you want to do, because if you think about online radio, it's kind of similar to podcasts. It's very, very similar to a podcast show. And a lot of people felt like podcast was losing its clout. And for those who don't know what clout is, it's another word for popularity. another word for popularity. I'm like, okay, well, I'm gonna show you, you know. And I just didn't stop. I'm
as
like, you can't tell me how far I can take my brand. And like I said, if I didn't start the Juice Chicago, I would have not made it to an FM station in Chicago.
What made you want to pursue radio?
I realized I love listening to people's stories. Like, what's crazy is all the
and
guests.
And you're good at receiving them as well, too.
Yes.
Part of everything that we do is listening
mm-hmm.
and interpretation.
Yep. Yep.
You spin the narrative.
Yes. Yes. And like, and what's crazy is, shout out to all the guests that I ever met because of the Juice Chicago. They would come on my show and teach me things that I never even knew about. Like, I'm also on the road of writing a book. I want to write a children's book. So,
awesome.
Yes.
You have children?
I don't have any kids.
Neither me.
I said I need to be married first. So, shout out to any single men. Just playing. But, you
no,
know.
No, we
just
not. Playing.
Right. Right.
We
look,
not.
We ain't playing. Look, yeah, you know, I'm speaking into existence. If you saw over 6'1", hit me up. But anyway.
Oh,
Look.
I got that same standard, though.
Look.
I got that same standard.
Hello? Hello?
Is it, you know, you feel like, you know, I'm not going to let you just skate. And make all the dudes in New York that's less than 6 feet
no,
feel away.
And you're absolutely right. Shout out to all the men.
All of the shortcomings, no pun intended, make us who we are at times. We build better on who we are because we know that we lack certain things. So if you're a dude that lacks height,
yeah,
which I've dated a guy that felt like that about himself. He put lifts in his shoes.
Mm. Oh, wow. I didn't know you could do that. Okay.
Listen, hon, I didn't know that he was doing that.
So he took the shoes off.
So, you know, I like you for who you are.
Yeah.
And that sometimes is a blindsided thing. Mm-hmm. Because liking you for who you are, how about you show me your representative for a majority of time until you really show me what you're made of.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that's when the lifts come off and there's no more possibility to get a lift in your shoe. Mm-hmm. No more possibility to put on a fake dick. No more possibility. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
This people are out here doing a lot of strange fucking things.
Yeah.
And we might think, okay, I'm accommodating his fetish.
Mm-hmm.
And as a woman, we have fetishes as well, and we don't force men to accommodate it.
Basically.
I will say, and just to topically touch on something,
mm-hmm.
and I hate going into the nitty-gritty of people's business, but Cardi B.
And Offset.
And Offset.
Come on.
Real quick. Cardi B, you are right now a weapon of mass distraction for the masses.
I like how you use that.
It's a fact. She's a weapon of mass distraction. Mm-hmm. Let me let my fucking watchers
let them see this.
Fucking see what I'm talking about. See this. Because there's so many more important things, and she knows. She doesn't really want to be the person that's focused on during a divorce, a family falling apart. You made a baby. You married. You gave gifts. You did
Three
this and that.
Ago.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You did. You supported the, you know, the situation of black love.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, you know, your reasons are your reasons, and I respect them.
Mm-hmm.
But my thing is, during this time right now, we as the masses are going to be told all the time, there's better things to pay attention to than somebody else's business, because there's distractions every 4 years that happens. And this is the most major one that I've ever seen affect the public mentally, because the brainwashing is so deep that it is unheard of. People get divorced all the time. Mind your fucking business.
Okay.
Mind your fucking business.
Okay.
Stay out of her fucking business. Let her handle her thing. But because, you know, and she did the right thing by going to the bloggers first and saying, this is what it is. Don't ask me no more questions. And that's all it is.
Man, just give us a new verse on WAP. That's it. Just
man,
add a
look,
little verse on WAP.
Hey, she still
be known what your WAP is.
Look, and she's still checking that bag. Still checking that bag with or without a man.
While everybody stays at home waiting on
depressed.
A stimulus check.
Depressed.
Mind your motherfucking business.
Still waiting on a man. You know, and I just want to say this to my fellas. I've seen so many comments from men saying, oh, well, I guess it ain't that much WAP. Y'all see her man leaving her.
Hold on a second, hun. She's leaving him.
Exactly.
And that's, she's leaving
let's
him.
Just throw that
and
out
that's
there.
What I'm saying. Whether who's leaving who, guys, who we've got better things to think about than that. Mind your motherfucking business.
Please.
Why don't you get you some money?
Bye.
Please.
What's that book you wrote?
My butt.
Let us know.
Speaking of having some money.
Now, this is how we divert the attention to the right motherfucking place.
She wrote a
this
book.
How we get
go
the
ahead,
money.
Mama.
So, to make a very long story short.
Tell them where they can find you first.
Instagram, IG, real J Marie, actually, J Marie Official.
All right.
Two Y's. J Marie on Facebook, Two Y's. I don't have Twitter, or I would plug my Twitter, but I don't have it.
It's okay.
So, yes, my book. I have been a writer since 13. I've been really doing this, perfecting my craft, really trying to navigate where my purpose lies. Who am I?
You from Chicago?
I'm from Chicago.
Chicago.
So, when I was 19, I had the great opportunity through my mentor, Scoop Jackson, who works for ESPN. He used to write for Slam Magazine. For 10 years, he wrote for them. He was actually my favorite writer. Had no idea that one day I would meet him. I meet him, I interview him for a local publication I was running for at the time. And from there, me and him kept in contact. He became my mentor. Around 19 years old, I was in a very, very toxic relationship that I needed to break hold of. And one day I just hit him up. I was like, you know what? I'm tired of being here in Chicago. I need something different. And I decided to hit Scoop up. And I asked him, I said, is there any way that I can go and intern for Slam Magazine? Literally, it was God. It was God. It was the universe. It was everything. But literally a week later, I sent them my resume. And they asked me to come to New York for the summer. So I literally packed my bags. A month later, I was gone.
You got kids?
I have two, but I didn't have two at the time.
But you managed your situation to accommodate your goals.
Yes.
I appreciate that.
And so from there, I, you know, had my experience here. I made some mistakes along the way. And from there, I moved back to Chicago. I had to regroup. New York is a tough city to live in.
Expensive.
Expensive, man.
Expensive. City. Why is it so expensive?
You know why it's expensive? It's expensive because this is the metropolis of Gotham. Everything that you saw in the movies, everything that you movies embody for that place to be, and it's transforming to be even more expensive. Trust me, New Yorkers know... Brooklynites especially, oh, yes. I believe, know how it feels to be a have not, want not, pretend to have, always want type of situation. Mm-hmm. It's a plethora of artists. It's a plethora of people dying to be discovered. Mm-hmm. And it's a number of people that want to be on top. They'll climb over your back. Mm. They'll step on your toes.
Yeah.
They will pretend that they want to work with you. And just show up without the work.
Hello. And you know, that's crazy. Yeah. That's one thing I preach in Chicago. You know, just me starting my brand. Everybody want to be there when we celebrating, but where was you when we was doing the work? Where was you when I needed you for these media coverages and to do interviews and events?
Let's give a quick shout out to More Bookings that allowed the platform here to welcome you to New York City. Hello. And I'm thankful, you know, that More Bookings was able to do that. Yes. You know, it was a surprise to me, but I'm cool with it because, Jason Bourne was that dude. And Scott, who works with him, is still pushing forward, still in with his heart and soul, to make big things happen. So, you know, I'm thankful that I was even a thought in the process.
Yes, big shout out to Scott. And you know, I want to throw this out there: social media is key. Literally, I met Scott because of social media, because of Instagram. You know what I mean? One thing I preach is use it, utilize it. It's a free promoting app. It's free. You can promote yourself. You meet connections. If it wasn't for Scott, if I didn't meet Scott on Instagram, I wouldn't be here right now.
Hun, but you got to be prepared to make those moves like homegirl right here, Jay Marie. Mm-hmm. If you didn't say to yourself, yo,
I'm out.
I'm out and I'm doing it.
Yep.
There's no... nobody that's gonna tell you, please do it.
Because even now,
look, they say you can give the horse the water, but if he don't want to drink the water, then hey,
can't make him drink it.
And that's it. You know, we talked about Cardi B. I don't really delve into like too many political things when I have alternative guests here, but like, you know, I do. Have an artist that we're going to be reviewing today, his music and whatnot. Kim, come through, because you know what I want to do? I want to play some of Leon Marin's music. Leon's been grinding for a long time here in underground of New York City. Mm. Pull it up. You can pull it up. You can pull it up. And Leon, give him a little something about yourself. You know, he got the mask on, mask off. Leon Marin's in the building.
Actually, I made a freestyle to that, which was great.
Hey,
mask on, mask off. That's future.
It is. Mask off.
When did you decide that you loved hip hop?
When I was 9, because my teacher, her name was Miss Dolores. I actually remember.
Her name was Mr.?
Miss Dolores.
Miss Dolores. Like, we are all fucked up.
It
kind of
sounds like
Mr.
But Miss Dolores, she told me after my father passed away, I was very sad, and she told me she had like a poetry thing for the whole class to represent like their poetry, and I didn't want to write, and she told me to write something from my heart, so I wrote about my father when I was 9, and after that, I became like a hip-hop artist. You know, from poetry, I went to writing music.
Nice. Mm.
Yeah.
Writing music after poetry.
It's crazy because that was the same year that 9/11 happened. So it was crazy how my father passed away, then 9/11 happened, and it was all bugged out that year.
That's awesome that, know, 9/11, hey, how you doing? Scott's in the building.
Yes.
Hey, giving out hugs and whatnot. It's really dope, man. Man, listen, it is sublime that you are here with us.
Yeah.
You suffered an issue, health issue. I don't know if you really want to talk about it like that, but you're back in the limelight. Tell them what the limelight was like back then when you first endeavored into being a dope-ass artist
I got a shout out to Scott Morris, man.
Big shout out to Scott.
No, guys. I got to shout him out because
how are you?
I'm gonna be honest. He put me on his tour. You know, from his tour, we went to the Dean's List tour. I'm gonna shout you out big time. Yes. But from his Dean's List tour, that really got me motivated to start making music the way I made music. You know, it got me into more shows, more events. You know, like he helped me out at a certain point in time. You know, but honestly, when I started, I wanted to inspire so many people. That's the reason why I started rapping to begin with. It was like I wanted to get my pain out to inspire other people. So that's why I started rapping to begin with. So like at one point in 1 year, I did like 312 shows, wow, which was insane. So
it's insane for those that don't know that that's, you know, and it's not, it don't always be paid shows either.
Yeah.
No.
And you're just moving around, hustling to get yourself. Let's not talk about time and artists.
Ooh, man.
Let's not do that.
That's another
Well,
topic.
I'd always be early.
That's good.
Y'all know that. Y'all both know that.
That's
Butter
good.
And Scott, I'd always, at least I'd always be early. I mean, I'd always be there.
You know what? And one of the reasons why I chose to, we met a long time ago, and I've never gotten the chance to actually interview you.
Yeah.
So today is like, you know.
It's like the golden day.
Yeah, it's like, yo, it's like. I know that you're embarking on a fruitful future because your investment in self has been prolific till this point. Health situations, you've had the asthma situation, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, yo, an artist with asthma and you gotta be on stage and deal with people watching, anxieties, I don't know if you face these things, but I've seen it myself.
He made it happen.
And even to this point now where you're past other health issues and back in situating yourself into the limelight, how does it feel?
I think differently than I thought back then. I think now that I understand that everything comes as it comes. Like back then, I was so focused on the future. Yeah. Now I'm focused on the present. Like back then, I was completely wrong in the sense where everybody who was at that point now, I wouldn't focus on. I would always focus on the future. Like, you know,
Gonna do next?
Yeah, like. Let's say I do an interview with you or an interview with Scott or people he knows. I would always do the interview, but I would be focused on the future. Now I'm focused on like right now. Like it slowed my life down in a sense where I could appreciate the things that are happening now, in the sense of always thinking about the future. Because honestly, to be very honest, we don't know if we'll have a future. We don't know if we'll wake up tomorrow. We don't know.
Didn't I say that to you ladies earlier on today? Like, people always think that tomorrow is for them. Like, your next second is not
today.
Promised. Do you not know that California is on fire?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oregon. Like, people couldn't see the sky and the sun for, like, a few days or a week. I'm not laughing at them. Right. I'm laughing at us, the fact that what you have going on right now, as selfish as it sounds, the higher power wants you to be able to accomplish these goals without hesitation. And if you keep on thinking about what you're going to do tomorrow, you might lose the chance to make today great. Am I wrong in saying something like that?
No, live.
You just inspire me.
Live. You have to.
Go hard.
YOLO in two formats.
Because, you know, and especially, I mean, just, you know, look at COVID. Look how that it affected all of us from everywhere. You know, like I said, I'm constantly shouting out Chicago. I'm from Chicago. No matter where you was at, it affected you. And we didn't know something like that was gonna happen at all. You wake up one day and we couldn't even go to work, you know? So you have to live. You have to live every day like it's your last.
Oh man, and the thing is, people say YOLO like you only live once, but you do live every day. You die once.
Yep.
Yeah.
You die once.
Yeah, dolo.
Dolo.
I use that phrase like YOLO, like you only live once.
Die only
like type
once.
Things. But in the sense that We shouldn't be taking too many chances. We should be considering what's going on right now because we don't know about tomorrow. So stop playing that game of, shit, I don't know if I'm going to do this.
And exactly.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. When I went through the stroke, it brought me in the context of, like, you don't know if you have a tomorrow because you're going through this today. Mm-hmm. So it just made me realize, like, I need to slow my life down in a sense where I need to appreciate today instead of always looking towards tomorrow.
Hello.
Because before I went through the stroke, oh, y'all playing music already.
All
right,
it's cool. All good. No. Say what you gotta say.
I was gonna say before,
got the sweet playing in the background.
Before I went through the stroke, I didn't understand that. Like, I was always so quick to, what's the next show? What's the next show? What's the next show? What's this happening next? What's happening next?
COVID make your ass sit down.
Yeah, another thing I didn't appreciate was people around me. Like, I really didn't understand the context of appreciating people. I always thought just, honestly, to be very honest, I always thought just use people for what they have, they use me for what I have, and then we just keep it going. Mm. I didn't understand at the time that people have feelings, have emotions, have things they're going through. And I really didn't understand it at the time. At the time, I was just focused on me. And
let's listen to the rest of the sweep. So
oh, I got you.
Understand some of what Leon Marin's made of, everybody.
We live.
Got you. Tell the cop that I gotta take a seat. When it comes to the boss, you know I got it. With the profit, I'm gonna be a prophet. Most people never seem to do shit, but these people always seem to pop shit. I tell them, wake up every day and got my mind on my money. Moments I'm frustrated with the rhymes, you're the money. Grab you with the music as I place it all on wax. When I get up out the hood, I ain't never coming back. Wake up every day and got my mind on my money. Moments I'm frustrated with the rhymes, you're the money. Grab you with the music as I place it all on wax. When I get up out the hood, I ain't never coming back. Been so observant of anyone coming around for connections. Kill me and bury me, dig up my corpse like my own resurrection. Using perfections to channel reflections of my own perfections. Optimist vibe, subscribe to my futures of fame I'm expecting. So much devotion, I'm soaking in music. So anyone doubting me, gotta fall back. Hustle like dealers with Nixon and Nike. Got Keenan and Cal, I've gotten all that. Lost a few fans, but got it all back. Been so depressed, my mom went all black. Got back up, hit him, I played a division. A moment audition, I'm eating on wax. 4-0 sweep, ain't no rappers, don't make a peep. From the magic all the way to heat. Tell the cop that they gotta take a seat. When it comes to the bars, you know I got it. With the profit, I'm gonna be a prophet. Most people never seem to do shit, but these people always seem to pop shit. I tell them, 4-0 sweep, ain't no rappers gonna make a peep. From the magic all the way to heat. Tell the cop that they gotta take a seat. When it comes to the boss, you know I got it. With the profit, I'm gonna be a prophet. Most people never seem to do shit, but these people always seem to pop shit. I tell them, wake up every day and got my mind on my money. Moments I'm frustrated with the rhymes, you're the money. Rap you with the music as I place it all on wax. When I get up out the hood, I ain't never coming back. Wake up every day and got my mind on my money. Moments I'm frustrated with the rhymes, you're the money. Rap you with the music as I place it all on wax. When I get up out the hood, I ain't never coming back. We got that motherfucking 4-0-40-4-0.
You want smoke? Got smoke. More true.
Days hit while the clocks tick. Chains gleam while the rocks hit. Bass loud but the bars whack. No meaning and they off track. Couple bitches hitting dance moves. In my mind know I can't lose. Know my heart is for a shorty, but my dick is saying damn move. I done seen too many fakes. Couple niggas saying many lies. Couple figures they ain't counting up. Who could blow them while the Henny rise? This ain't my life shorty. This ain't my life shorty. This is the life that every rapper perceives. So people adore it. Stay in a room full of pictures that's framed. The things that I'd rather be. Some recent a tragedy, magically waving a pen like a wand. It's Harry, don't bet on me. Get in the mode where people get cold, committed to everything going on. Loving the looks from the crowd. Hatred gets spewed when I get the showing up. How many rappers been broke and had nothing to show for it? Got a dream, better go for it. Jenny's yelling out, go for us. Ass chilling in the grove for us. Smoke flower with no florist. Been tugging that shit now, but what you got to show for it? Free broke, free broke, ay. Free broke, free broke, ay. Flows colder than South Pole. Free coat. Free codes, hey. Free broke, free broke, hey. Free broke, free broke, hey. Flows colder than South Pole. Free codes, free codes. Back to the masterpiece. Regret like a priest on a tapestry. Actually, cast.
casualties body whenever they doubt. Outcast on seas like I came from the south. But this is New York. This ain't where people make drill. This ain't where people say trill. This is where Jay-Z and Nas are worship as gods and 50 cents real. Why the fuck we on that south shit with trap beats? Slow flows and hi-hats. Cheetah braids saying stack cheese. I'ma get into it. Deep with the music, I'm intimate. This is the game, I'm not scrimmaging. Y'all can keep talking, y'all really ain't living it. Free broke, free broke, ay. Free broke, free broke, ay. Flows colder than South Pole. Free coats, free codes, ay. Free broke, free broke, ay. Free broke, free broke, ay. Flows colder than South Pole. Free coats, free codes, ay.
So everybody, just wanted you to know that that artist that you just heard was Leon Marinier. Blow a kiss to your fans, Leon. Look, they're right there. Oh, wow. Just blow a kiss to your, even to the haters, or blow a kiss to the, you know, blow a kiss to your fans.
I'll wave.
He said, I only do that for my fiance.
Period. And that's
I would
period.
Love, you know, to introduce everybody to Queen Nastasia.
Nice.
You know, she's got a nice song called Baddie, which I really like. Can you drop that, please, Kimmy Kim?
Be on.
Hey, it's lit.
Nastasia. Roadside, what up? Yeah, she's a baddie, 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 baddie. She's smart and book smart, baddie, 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 baddie. Yeah. Look at this bubble on the top like champagne. Look at this bubble on the top like champagne. She's a baddie, 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 baddie. She's smart and book smart, baddie, 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 baddie. Look at this bubble on the top like champagne. Look at this bubble on the top like champagne. I ain't a killer, but don't push me. Revenge is like the sweetest joy next to getting dick. Got my pussy spilling oil like it's Grand Prix. It'll last longer if you wanna take a pic. Like a stigmata, sitting on a building. He got a stiffy, so I gotta act quickly. New drop top with the two-door compressor. Watch me act up while you don't compress up. I think I'm gone, invest in a snapback. Four kids, so I'm real with the snapback. You wanna talk shit? Watch me snap back. Everything new, nothing refurbished. You can't get 50 cents from me, words of Curtis. Hostess on the track, I got good service. Nowadays, everybody wanna rap. When I let my pen bleed, it's gonna be a wrap. 28 days until the next cycle. She got good pussy, you know she's psycho. Ass poke out like she riding a psycho. Thought you had a friend? Nah, psycho. Psych. She's a baddie, 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 baddie. She's smart and book smart, baddie. Look at this bubble on the top like champagne. Look at this bubble on the top like champagne. She's a baddie, 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 baddie. She's smart and book smart. Baddie, 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 baddie. Look at this bubble on the top like champagne. Look at this bubble on the top like champagne.
That's that Queen Nastasia, everybody. I just wanted everybody to just have a taste of Butter's playlist this weekend. It's just what it is, man.
Yeah. I'm in a four-do, no photos. No place for you broke hoes. These bitches be stinking, what they be thinking. I got the rebound like I'm Scottie Pippen. You could call me daddy, this voice I be pipping. You see the picture, this is my vision. In the kitchen and I'm whipping the meal. I'm gonna need a couple of meals.
I got some dope fucking queens in the building with me today.
Hey.
Had to make sure that we had a, you know what I'm saying? I'm saying like, make sure that, that's it, man.
I am around the way, girl. See me around the way, girl. Taking shits around the world. Like them diamonds and pearls. Get in line, I was here first. Practice me perfect, that's why I rehearse. Killing these bitches end up in a hearse. And my shit tight is a gift and a curse. Stay on track like a running back. Break up with him, he come running back. Brush your head on these racks. God bless the dead, and that is a fact. How they gonna tell me that I ain't ready? Yeah, how they gonna tell me that I ain't ready?
I don't know.
How they gonna tell me that I ain't ready? Yeah, I said I'm focused on the prize. Natural high on my life. Bulletproof vest, watch you manifest. All my dreams come to light. Catch me on go. I'd rather hear a thousand no's than to hear I said I told you so. Last night I saw a little angel dressed up in a lightning halo. And the message was, don't stop the flow, just keep on rowing that boat. No matter what them haters say, make sure you stay in a float. I keep damn on the hand reach. I'm a rose and a groove on the concrete. Skin clean, come from the West Indies. Kosher, and I don't eat no meat. No fillers, just a little Debbie. Used to be a snack, now I'm a whole meal. Skin color, brandy, legacy. Branding, up all night, vamping, no sleep, camping, doing shows, campaign. I do this for my peoples, moving solace as an eagle. How they gonna tell me that I ain't ready? How they gonna tell me that I ain't ready? How
how they gonna tell me that I ain't ready?
Just dropping you some of that Makeba Moon Cycle real quick. Sample that.
Yeah. Wake up in the morning, feel the power of God. The sun is so bright, I can feel the stars. Well, what do you expect? I mirror the moon. Cause movements on the earth, I create lagoons. Realizing who you are is like a healing scar. Take flight to meditate between worlds near and far. Come again, cover me, feel the mist. Feels good to exist, I can taste the bliss. Hands in the air when you're feeling charged. Not far from the truth when you master the odds. Shiver up my spine all through my veins. Will love you through life, even past the pain. Others may regret, I choose express. Looking through my windows, soul access. 1-2, 1-2, the party don't stop. Excited about the future, so I move roadblocks.
That's that Makeba Moon Cycle, y'all. Follow her on the gram as well, too. We're about to drop this one by this dude named Herbo Rax. Wake up in the morning, now what's the plan? You know that it's called Tired of This.
Damn, I'm sick of this shit. Can't believe we still going through this. They killed Emmett Till and he was a kid. Remember when I was a chick? And he never did time for it. And we sick and tired of it. We sick of the cops, we sick of the court, we sick of the politics. We sick of the people that don't speak up because they on screens and shit. And now we rioting, we flipping cars, we burning the shit. I'm not with the violence, I'm just sick of hearing these violins. I'm sick of trying to convince these people it's obvious. And if you're my friend, I swear to God, I'll cut you off of this shit. I don't care if you're white, I don't care if you black, I don't care if you brown and shit. I don't care if you the king of the world, feel like you can move mountains and shit. Because we tired of it, my people really been dying for this. And now I'm sliding for it, cause Herbo Rex got tired of this shit. I'm tired of the cops that care about drugs and not pedophiles and shit. You go to the court and the people in court be on the island with kids. I cannot get down with this, I got too much light for it. Y'all should leave me out of this, cause I go down for it. Yeah, Herbo Rex, not who you call when you wanna come in this shit. I don't care about status, I don't care about money, I don't care about businesses. I don't care about people that be talking they shit. Keep talking your shit, little bitch. They killed Emmett Till and he was a kid. Remember when I was a chick?
So for everybody that's paying attention, this is the Butters Basics Show every Sunday, 2 to 3 p.m. here. My specialty is anger management for the diaspora. That's Herbo Rex with I'm Tired of This. Everybody that's paying attention right now, the artist that we highlighted today is Leon Marin, and we're about to drop that Unthinkable. To close the show out, Leon Marin, tell them where they can find you at, hon.
You can find me at leonmarin347.com. That's leonmarin347.com.
Awesome.
Also, all my social media is leonmarin347.
Awesome. Tell them where they can find you at, honey.
Yes, hey, it's your girl Joycey J from The Shy, and y'all can follow me on all social media platforms at Joycey J, JoyceiJJay _.
Awesome. Jay Marie.
And this is Jay Marie, also from Chicago. You could follow me on Instagram at Jay Marie with 2 Y's official. And that's on Facebook as well.
Awesome. Quit while you're ahead.
Quit while you're ahead on IG with the U R and inside.
Fantastic. And everybody knows we're internationally local here at the Butters Basic Show every Sunday from 2 to 3 p.m. here at the DTF Radio Show Network. Listen, this is the Butters _Basic Show on Instagram. Follow me, Butter, B-U-T-T-E-R, real proper like. No, but if you want to follow the platform for the unknown to get known, I am the host, Gazebo, G-A-Z-Z-E-B-O, that's 2 Z's, so you don't sleep. 112 and 0, because I'm a Brooklyn girl all day, every day. Check the zip code, man. We closing out, y'all, every day, all day, Brooklyn.
Yes.
But we're internationally local, so pay close attention. Definitely. I am anger management for the diaspora. Pay close attention, yo. This is Unthinkable by Leon Marin.
Yes.
Bruh.
All right, let's get to it. Oh, man.
Never focused on a man, you keep trying to get your own. Keep on blowing O's, trying to get up in the zone with that space talk. Tired of a man with that fake talk. FaceTime, homegirls, take L's, they lost. Got you a bag for every broken heart. They keep trying to ride the wave, but bring Noah's Ark. And you ain't got the time to deal with animals. Got an IG handle, but don't need a man to handle you. You're bad on your own with no demon eyes. That fire you desire that they demonize. Every time you give a man your blessing, the minute he's caressing, all desire and demeanor dies. So you're staying focused on yourself. Every single option's getting thrown up on a shelf. Cause partying is better for yourself than you focus on somebody who just wants somebody else. Damn. Been way too decided to be divided. Birthday party vibes, ain't no pain to be surprised with. Putting on the makeup, keeping all emotions hidden. Caught in suspicion that everyone is out here pitching a different view. So you got the drinks for the turn up. Hey, IG popping with the view.